Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. I'm sure you can hear in my voice a little bit of anticipation, expectation, certainly a lot of excitement. And I'll tell you why. Nintendo, the company Nintendo, is launching their new console, the Switch, tomorrow. That's March 3rd, 2017. And I was invited to the big Nintendo party in Washington, D.C. recently, where I got a chance to interview fans and game players of all ages. And I was also able to interview Nintendo's PR chief, David Young, about Nintendo's Switch, their grand coming out party. This is not just a concept, as I saw readily that day. I got a chance to play all the games. I'm going to talk a little bit about those, but I learned precious details about the system itself. And Nintendo allowed me to have hands-on access to Switch play, and this event was just wonderful. Of course, you know, rumors have been swirling about what exactly the Switch is really going to reveal. I guess the two big rumors that were dispelled immediately is that the cost of the system is going to be $299, that the system will debut with The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild as its launch title. So that is big news. Of course, there are lots of mysteries to still solve with regard to the Switch, including the other games that are going to be available, but certainly at launch we know for sure Legend of Zelda. We also know that 1-2 Switch, which is a fabulous game, and I had a chance to play that. I also had a chance to play Snipper Clips. That certainly for the multi-generational play that Nintendo has done such a great job of. In other words, you know, kind of people my age, the 55 plus age community, as well as many, many other ages, enjoy playing these games socially together. That's Nintendo's history. That's in their DNA. That's who they are as a company. And they went great distances with the release of the Switch to include me and my audience, you all, to make sure and emphasize that they're very much committed, that they retain this ongoing commitment to the 55 plus community. I think there's a good reason to believe that Switch is going to be a huge hit, that it's going to be a highly portable game and platform with the Joy-Cons, which have haptic feel and touch to them. Really just an initial excitement and buzz needs to be, you know, just squarely placed at the feet of Nintendo in anticipation for this wonderful platform. I will tell you that the Joy-Cons, which I had a chance to use, they're really like, you know, you might think of them as being like next-gen Wii remotes with this this haptic feel to them. This kind of this rumble that's internal to the Joy-Cons themselves that will, you know, give you a sensation of almost the rumble of activity and action. And at one point, we even had, we were able to hold the Joy-Cons up and a simulation of water and ice being poured into a glass. And you could literally feel the water hitting the glass and the ice as it felt the sensation. But that's just a kind of an extreme case of what you get with the Joy-Cons, because what you're really after is this fantastic sensation of playing these games like ARMS, where you can swing your arms forward. You're punching, you're very actively exercising with these games. So it is all about getting up off the couch and enjoying this new generation of games and this new generation of controllers in the Joy-Cons. I'm certain, and looking around the audience, of attendees at the Nintendo Party that core gamers are going to be crucial to the launch. And we talked to David Young a little bit about that, and you'll hear that interview in just a moment. I think that you'll also hear me talk a little bit about Mario, and of course Mario is a big part of all of this, and then Snipper Clips, which I mentioned already, went to Switch, which gives you this great dancing game, as well as all kinds of puzzle solving aspects. So really just a fantastic event. And I spoke to, in addition to David, other Nintendo representatives, lots of Nintendo fans and families, and I want to play a little bit of what some of them had to say about the game, and then I'm going to play for you this interview that I did with PR director David Young. So sit tight, enjoy this show, and certainly on March 3rd, get out there and experience the new Nintendo Switch with your family. I think you're going to love it, and there's certainly going to be a lot more to come as we dive deeper over the course of the next couple of months as Nintendo staggers some of the game launch for a launch schedule around various dates and important developments, and we will be a part of that here in the Not Old Better world and the Not Old Better show. So thanks for joining us today. Enjoy this show, and certainly enjoy those games with your family. Hi, I'm Paul Vogelzang here at the Washington, D.C. Nintendo Switch Party and Preview Tour. This system, the Nintendo Switch, is changing gaming and the way you play. A Nintendo Switch is, of course, the new home gaming system from Nintendo. And, of course, you can play all the games on the TV in TV mode. But what's really cool is you can detach the controllers that are called Joy-Cons from the console, you know, undock the Nintendo from the console, and all your great games go on the road with you, which is just fantastic, including these new Joy-Con controllers with this haptic sensation of really feeling the rumble of every single move and all of the game's activity. So let's find out what some of the folks here in DC at the Switch Party, the preview tour, and the event today are saying about the Nintendo Switch.
I held the Joy-Cons, the HD Rumble's amazing. Played Splatoon 2, looked forward to that the entire time. Arms, I felt like I was like throwing my arms out there into the world, grabbing them, punching them. It was like amazing.
And what's your favorite game that you get to play here today?
Right now, Arms. Arms was absolutely amazing. The motion controls, the way that you punched, the exhilaration from those punches, absolutely fun. And I think it doesn't feel too small, and I know that's a worry for a lot of people. It fits just right, and I got some big hands.
So you just finished playing The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Overall, what did you think about that title?
Mind-blowing, honestly. Like, the open world, everything about the world, the colors, the vibrancy, the sounds, it was all perfect to me.
The graphics were breathtaking, and then the controls were really responsive.
I tried handheld mode. It looked great. It was kind of seamless when we tried to take it from the TV to the handheld. It was perfect. You felt like you were kind of still with your TV. It was good.
So I've got to ask, what did you think of 1-2 Switch?
I thought it was great. Like, it was really funny. Like, I've been dying to play since I watched the presentation. Like, it's definitely a party game. And, like, you know, it's fun with friends or even with strangers. Like, there's four people in there that we never knew, and it was great.
Just the responsiveness of the Joy-Con, especially in games like the Quick Draw, I thought that was really great.
It's definitely something I've never seen before. It actually felt as if the ball was moving from one side of it to the other. It felt as if there was a ball in there.
That's just that uniqueness that we've come to expect from Nintendo. The whole flexibility of it is just mind-blowing. I just can't get enough of it.
Okay, and moms, what do you think of it? And let me lean down in here. And do you just love Nintendo Switch?
Yes!
The moms are into it too.
Oh, it's awesome. I already pre-ordered it for them.
It's cool that you can take it with you. You know, we can travel with it.
I loved it. It was incredible.
It's insane. I've never played anything like it before. I can't wait till March 3rd. I need it right now.
This is Paul Vogelzang at the Nintendo Preview Launch Party with fans playing and hands-on here in Washington, D.C. Now it's time to move on to our interview with Nintendo PR Chief David Young. Bye, everybody! We are with the Nintendo Switch event here in Washington, D.C. And David, tell us, introduce yourself to the audience.
Well, yeah, my name is David Young, and I'm Assistant Manager of PR for Nintendo America.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to be here. This is there's a lot of stuff going on today.
There sure is. I mean, it's kind of like an amusement park here as we're showing off the Switch.
I thought the same thing. It is like it's lit very interestingly. I've taken some video. I've played some of the games, but let me back up a little bit with you and talk a little bit about what we need to know right now. So the launch is in March.
March 3rd, that's right.
Right, coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah, and so really kind of the direction that Nintendo is taking is do a little bit of kind of an edgy release. I certainly get the vibe that it's hip.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then use that kind of core gamer community to kind of reach out to maybe my audience, the 55 plus group. Is that kind of the plan?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the people that are really enthusiastic about games are great ambassadors because they're the people that are going to take Nintendo Switch, bring it back to their families and say, hey, look at this great new thing, right? And so there's nothing like people that are enthusiastic about the games and the system to really be your ambassadors out there. They're also the folks that are the biggest consumers of games, you know, so you gotta get them on board. So we're really reaching out to them right away, but the great thing about Nintendo Switch is it's got so many things for families, you know, for people with kids and grandkids, because of just the, you know, the nature of Nintendo and a lot of the games we put out are really broad and you know, rated E.
Well, let's talk for a second about the nature of Nintendo, because this is a launch really that's kind of harkens back to maybe the 19th century, maybe to Nintendo's first kind of beginnings with game playing and card playing. And that's a social component, and that's important to the Switch, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Switch comes packaged with two Joy-Con controllers that can either be used as a, you know, two-handed play for a single player, or you can hand one to someone else. So there's two controllers in the box. So you have that communal play right out of the box. And we've got some great experiences that are really designed to be played together. You know, 1-2 Switch is a great game. It really shines when you're playing at two players. Snipper Clips, Cut It Out Together is another game. Again, a great puzzle game, and it's really best when you're playing with two or four players. So that whole getting together and playing games has been part of Nintendo's DNA for quite a while, and it certainly has a place on the Nintendo Switch.
So talk a little bit about the kind of the release of the games at launch. You're going to have a little bit of a staggered release. Not everything's going to come right out at once.
Well, yeah. So we have a great lineup of games from Nintendo, you know, right at launch. Of course, we have The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, which is an incredible open-air adventure. We have, you know, 1-2 Switch, which is more of a fun game. It's very accessible, very quirky, and, you know, the kind of game that Nintendo does. Snipper Clips, Cut It Out Together. We haven't released the exact date, but it's going to be coming out in March as well. And that's a puzzle game. So first party, we've got a few games coming out. Licensee is going to be releasing games. And I don't have all the release dates for those folks, but there's going to be a lot of licensee games.
So everybody's going to want to know about Mario. So talk a little bit about...
Yeah, well, of course, in April, we've got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe will be coming out. So we get a little taste of Mario there. And it's a new version of Mario Kart 8 with some new characters, new battle modes, some really fun things. This summer we'll be seeing Splatoon 2. It's a sequel to Splatoon. This game starts with an Inkling that enters the world of Inkopolis 2 years later, 2 years after the original game took place. And then, of course, holiday time. Well, let me back up. We got another new game called ARMS, which is an amazing boxing kind of game.
I played ARMS today.
Yeah, and that uses the motion control of the Joy-Con in some great ways. And then, of course, for the holidays, we're going to queue up, you know, the big guy. Super Mario Odyssey is coming out, and that is a brand new 3D Mario adventure that is going to be amazing.
Well, you know, talking about ARMS for just a second more, it certainly involves a lot of hand-eye coordination. That's really good for the kind of the 55-plus community, as well as kind of this idea of socialization. It seems like that's a market that you're not going to want to leave behind, and you want to really embrace them and get that back from all the days that you had success with Wii.
Exactly. You know, that was one of the great things we noticed at the launch of the Wii, is that not only kids and families were playing, but there was whole bowling leagues that were set up in retirement centers around the country. It was an amazing kind of a thing that we saw happening. And Nintendo Switch, the Joy-Con controllers have all that kind of motion control. So we're going to make these games that are very accessible, even to people that are not, you know, not hardcore gamers.
It's all about kind of getting up off the couch, not leading a sedentary life. That's part of the ethos of Nintendo.
It really is, you know. And because of the motion of the Joy-Con controllers, you'll be able to do that with games like 1-2 Switch and ARMS and you know, other games that, do encourage you to get up and move around and interact and really have a great time with family and friends.
Well, this has been really wonderful. David, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Hey, thank you for being here today.
Good luck to Nintendo.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, David.
All right. Wonderful.